Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was it that went down in the basement stairs and then seemingly just disappeared? That's the question we asked today.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. We would absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and share your stories that way as well. And get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts when you sign up there or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. And what's up with you?
Well, yeah, I know we're going to talk a little bit about something running down into the basement and then disappearing. Were you afraid of your basement growing up?
Not, I don't know. The house that I grew up in most of my childhood, no. The one on Winnebago Drive that I grew up in, a little bit more, because that was more of the like the rock, the brick, the stone mason type deal. So yep. It was very much, it felt like a cave. It smelled like a cave too. Very limestoney. Moisture would get in there. And it was not finished off by any means. So it felt more like a cellar, I think, than it did feel like a basement. And I was only 3 when we moved. So I did have some nightmares of something pulling me down into the basement. And it was the weirdest feeling in the world. I was getting sucked down there. And you know, like when someone's tickling you when you're a kid and it just can get like overwhelming sometimes. It was that feeling, but it was like all over my whole body and it was just too much. And then I'd wake up every time I hit the basement.
Oh, that's kind of creepy too. Like, because like when you fall in a dream and you think you're going to die, you wake up at that second. Mm-hmm. When I was very young, we lived in a duplex. That basement scared me. I had just every night dreams about a man in that basement that scared the heck out of me. And then nothing big until like I got older and I bought an old house and it was a big basement and it had all these doors and stuff because it had rooms in it. Mm-hmm. And there was one room that was a little less finished and it had all the storage stuff in there and kind of creepy.
Yeah.
That house is one that I would run up the stairs when I was done. And I was an adult at the time, but I would still run up the stairs because I was afraid of what might be coming to get me.
When was the last time you were in a situation where you felt like you actually did run because you felt like something might be coming to get you, like a ghost, not like out in the street or something. And you're like, oh, there's somebody down that alley and I got to get the hell out of here.
I think it was probably that house. I think I moved out of there in like 2013. So probably when I was like, 43 years old, is that what it would be? Something like that?
Yeah, right around there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
43-year-old man running upstairs from a basement of his own home.
Well, you know, sometimes they just have that feel to them.
Yeah, this one did.
I can't think. There was an apartment I had in Oshkosh years ago. It was on Bowen Street. It was right across the street from a radio station that was known in our childhoods as Magic 104. And, gotcha. The basements were really bizarre because these apartments, they were separate buildings. And they were each, I don't know, probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 units in a building. And big rectangle buildings, all kind of the same. And they spanned a good couple of blocks, but the basement to all these buildings were connected underground.
Ooh, I don't like that.
So you go down there and there's like the owner's cages for their stuff and all that. And then the washing machines are down there as well. But you could literally, I mean, it was amazing. It was the largest, longest basement I've ever seen because it starts at one end and it goes literally to pretty much the end of the block. And it connects all of the basements, and there's ways to get to each different building underground as well if you wanted to, by just going to the stairwell for the correct building. And that too had that older limestoney brick feeling. I hated doing laundry down there. that was probably the last time as an adult where I was like, I want to get in and out of here really, really fast.
I mean, somebody could be down at the other end and you wouldn't even know until they're right up on top of you.
That was a, kind of the scary part of it, because there were so many buildings. Like, you kind of know who's in your building, but you don't know the rest of the buildings.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, and there's so many areas. One could be sleeping in their cage if they wanted to. And I mean, I had a part-timer who did that once at a radio station. We had a basement cage for some of the prize stuff. And they suddenly one day we went down and like early in the morning and they were sleeping there. Turns out they had like a TV set up and a whole little apartment going on in the basement of the radio.
Holy crap.
This was in Wausau. Yeah. But no, it's, you don't know it. You just don't know it. It's kind of creepy. But that, I think, was the last time I had a weird basement experience. I'm in my basement right now and it's not really creepy. But yeah, let's go to our first caller here today. 855-853-4802 is the phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, Tony. This is just Alexandria from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. The story I have is actually not from Edmonton. It is from Ontario, London, Ontario, to be exact. It happened when I was about 11 years old. So 18 years ago, I was living with my parents in a townhouse, and the whole family, my mom, my sister, my dad, and me had gone to the drive-in movie theater. And when we were getting home, I guess my mom was upstairs, and we had two dogs at the time, a big black lab and a basset hound, and went upstairs. Me and my dad were still kind of taking off our shoes, talking about the movie. And then all of a sudden, I see a big black shadow run down the basement stairs, and it was kind of dim in the area. And I yelled upstairs to my mom, Mom, where's Merlin? And she said that that's the big black dog. And she said he was upstairs with her, which is what I thought I saw go down the stairs. And then I kind of really didn't think much of it. And then fast forward 17 years later to last summer, I was talking about seeing the shadow with my dad, and he's like, oh, that's weird. I saw the same thing. I didn't realize you saw that. So kind of confirms that there was something going on there and that neither of us told the other what they saw. So that's kind of my ghost. Like, I've got a few other ones, but that's one that is pretty significant. Who knows what it was, but that house was pretty creepy because a lot of the homes in Ontario are pretty old. So that's my story. Thank you. I love listening to the podcast. Goodbye.
Thank you for sharing that that story with us. Creepy, very creepy. What's your thoughts on it?
I just think it has all the feelings of like all the scary stories you have about basements and stuff like that. I like the fact that they both saw it, and I kind of like the fact that while it bothered them, it didn't like freak them out to the point where they had to move or something like that. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder if it ever happened again or if it was just that one time. I don't know.
I wonder how often people in families have similar experiences, but they never, ever speak of it just because it would be taboo to do such a thing. And I mean, we see it quite often, I think, on the show where they, and then finally at 64, I told my sister, it's like, oh, I had that same experience too. And it's like all these years, you could have been like, talking about this and not feeling alone, but it took that. But it's all about the dynamics at the time of when it happens too, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think families are like that anyway. There's always stuff that should have been talked about that never was. It just, you know, stays hidden in somebody's sock drawer someplace, and then at some point it all comes like falling out and you have to deal with it at that point.
Basements are interesting because basements are kind of a middle of the country and north type thing. A lot of the south does not have basements. And a lot of the coastal areas do not have basements just because of the water tables. What is the replacement for the areas that don't have basements? What's the spooky place in the house? I guess would be my question. I mean, I've been in the south for a while now. I don't know the answer to it. I know you lived in the south for a little while as well. Do you have an answer? Like, what is there a, it's don't go in the basement. It's don't go in the, I don't know what, the pantry?
I think it's attic. You know, like yeah. I think a lot, especially older homes always had
sure.
those. And some of those older homes had these huge attics that had nothing up there but mm-hmm. like people's junk. So yeah. I think, you know, for people who don't have basements, that's probably the thing in the home that probably is freaky.
I'm excited because I've not gone into my attic yet here at this new house. And there were some people here that were working on some electrical things today. And I asked them, like, so what's the attic like? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, is there a floor? And I guess there is a floor in part of one. And then the other part of the house that has an attic, I don't know that it has all that much, but I got to get a ladder, go up there and explore my attic and not fall through, which would be a good, good way to not do it. My last house, when I was putting things in there, like on the, you know, moving days or weeks or when you're just trying to get things organized, I managed to stick my foot through the ceiling and it came through in the laundry room.
And, it's totally Clark Griswold right there.
And the patchwork that I did to fix the ceiling, it was pointed out in the home inspection report when I just sold. It's like something wrong with that ceiling. I'm like, no, that was just me. I was moving something and my foot went through. The drywall doesn't hold a grown man.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to, but I thought I was stepping onto the joist but I did not and went directly through. This would be, I think, a larger fall. I got higher ceilings here. I think I could seriously injure myself. So
just be careful, all right?
I'm going to avoid doing that. I'll just take the boards and kind of move them around. It'll be like Tetris, and I'll try and move myself around the attic. Curious what I'll find up there. You never know. Last people were Mormon. Maybe I'll find some golden plates or something up there.
I hope not. Let's put it that way.
Like, oh, my God. And I can start my own religion right here. It's like, and then Tony found the golden plates in the attic. And then we'll have a whole little revival out back. It'll be great fun. You'll see. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our stories. If you want an ad-free experience, you can get that through Apple Podcasts right now as well. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.